Hello, welcome to the Dinner Than Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be discussing our recipe for grilled pork chops. Grilled pork chops are the perfect easy summer main dish with a quick flavorful brown sugar garlic marinade that you can make in just 30 minutes. Brown sugar garlic oven baked pork chops are a reader favorite pork recipe, and these grilled pork chops are a version you can make on the grill once the weather warms up. They're a simple, easy, fork tender recipe that's sure to impress a crowd. Cooking up a juicy bone-in grilled pork chop is much easier than you might think. Pork chops are a perfect main dish since they have a quick cook time and are just as tender and juicy as slow cooker pork without having to wait all day. It's covered in a delicious spice blend of black pepper, kosher salt, garlic, onion powder, paprika, brown sugar, and Worcestershire sauce. As far as pork chop recipes go, this one is one of the easiest you'll ever try. If you're interested in some more of our favorite pork recipes, try grilled pork tenderloin, smothered pork chops, or ultimate garlic pork loin roast. These grilled pork chops are the perfect weeknight meal or main dish for your next summer barbecue. If you're looking for some side dishes to pair with it, be sure to check out our baked mac and cheese, southern baked beans, easy coleslaw, and easy macaroni salad recipes. Now let's go over a few frequently asked questions about grilled pork chops. How thick should pork chops be? The minimum thickness you should shoot for is 3/4 of an inch when grilling, but 1 inch is preferred. This helps to maintain the juiciness while giving you time to get a good char on the outside of the chops. To make sure you end up with juicy pork, you should definitely let the pork chops marinate in the marinade for at least 20 minutes, in order for the meat to absorb as much flavor as possible while also tenderizing it. Since the cooking time is so short, a few extra minutes to marinate is absolutely worth it. When are grilled pork chops safe to eat? Grilled pork chops are ready to eat when the internal temperature reaches 145 degrees. You should always check the internal temperature with a meat thermometer at the thickest part of the pork chop. How long are grilled pork chops good? You should never leave your grilled pork chops out at room temperature for longer than 2 hours, but they will stay good in the fridge for up to 3 days as long as you keep them tightly wrapped in something airtight, like a sealable bag or Tupperware. Always allow the grilled pork chop's internal temperature to cool down to room temperature before you wrap it up to put it away. To freeze your grilled pork chops, store them in a freezer bag or a sealable container, and they should last for up to 6 months before you should throw them out and make some more. To mix up the flavor of your grilled pork chops, all you have to do is switch up the spices a little bit. You can try adding a dash of red pepper flakes, cumin, cinnamon, a dash of soy sauce, or make a rub from brown sugar, just depending on your taste and what you have. Now let's go through the recipe for grilled pork chops together. If you're using an outside grill, preheat it for medium heat and lightly oil the grate. In a small bowl, mix together the 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 2 cloves minced garlic, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon ground paprika, 1 tablespoon light brown sugar, and 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, and 1 tablespoon vegetable oil until thoroughly combined. Let the 4 bone-in pork chops marinate for 20 minutes in this. On an outside grill or grill pan on medium-high heat, grill the chops until no longer pink inside. It'll take about 6 to 8 minutes per side or until the internal temperature of the pork has reached 145 degrees. Once it has, you'll know your grilled pork chops are finished. If you've made this recipe for grilled pork chops, please be sure to come back and leave a comment for us on the blog. If you've taken a picture and you want to share it online, you can tag us on Facebook and Instagram at #DinnerThanDessert. We'd love to hear about how it turns out for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.